the yisod of the masa of a simon levonim. So we haven't discussed in the past, so that it's should discuss it now. It's in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Vav. So what concerns the Ramban, why does he raise it over here, is because the parsha, and when it comes to the Avos, will find sometimes great detail. So the first time that the Ramban is struck by this is in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Vav. Until that point, so we're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu giving various promises to Avraham Avinu. So obviously any promise that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes, that's Berumah Shoylem, so you have to be medayik in every single lashon. And then it says that he took a load with him, and how old he was, all very important to understand. He took his wife with him, they were rich. Every detail is important. Then it comes that they moved to, came to Canaan. Pasuk Vav, Vayar Avram Ba'aretz, Ad Mekom Shechem, Ad Elon Moreh, V'Kanani Oz Ba'aretz. Who needs this information? That Avram went to Shechem. That it's Mekom Shechem, Elon Moreh. So why is that important? Why is it important for us to know V'Kanani Oz Ba'aretz? Now, Rashi's approach is a Kanani Oz Ba'aretz Ha'yohilich V'koyimish is Eretz Yisrael Mizara. It's an enormous point. It's that Avram was waging a military campaign. He was winning back Eretz Yisrael. That, according to Rashi, you have to keep that in mind. That Avram was a general, call him imperialist. It was a major change in the terrain. So according to Rashi, this is a huge issue. Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz, that we have to picture Avram Avinu as moving in and taking over territory. The Ramban, I believe, does not quote that. The Ramban is bothered by the first part of the pasuk. Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz, fine. What's that? Mekom Shechem. So Rashi tells us, L'spalel al b'nei Yaakov, Elon Moreh, Hagwizim har Evol. So Rashi is really telling us, what's the significance of Avram Avinu being in these places? L'spalel al b'nei Yaakov. So also, there's a whole parsha in this Rashi. Avram was a Navi, because Baruch Hu was giving him the nevuah about what's going to happen to his children. He gave him opportunities to daven for them. I guess it's a whole parsha. So that is probably built on the Chazal that say Kol Mashi'ira La'avay Sima Labanim V'Lachein, and therefore, what's it? That's why he's discussing this issue of V'Lachein Ya'arichu Aksum V'Sipra Masos V'Chafim Asmeiros V'Shar Amikrim, and that's why there are going to be many details over here. Where they're traveling, how they're traveling, if they dig wells, what do we have to know? They dug wells and stopped them up again. V'shoim mikrim, v'yachshov achoshev v'em ki'ilem devar miyusorim einem toyeles. And a person who thinks about it, it's a little bit of a shtoch probably, v'yachshov achoshev v'em. There's many people who just read it, so it doesn't bother them. But a person who thinks about it, so he's going to be bothered by this. And this, by the way, is one of the important approaches of the Ramban. I'm not saying in distinction to other Rishonim necessarily, but this idea of almost as what is the te'elis of this parsha? What's the te'elis of this parsha? V'kulon vom l'lameit ala osid. Now they were, you may have to understand, what is this idea of masa ala sim l'bon? You have to understand, what does it mean? Question is, why so many details? Why so many stories? Answer. Because the stories many of the stories are siman lebanim. No, so what? So now we have, in many cases, not only the simanim, we also have the events about which they were simanim for. No, so who needs? What's the significance of siman lebanim? So Rashi gives one significance, and that is lespala, that the ovos were able to impact on later events. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was bringing the ovos through later events so they'll have some ashva later on. But you have to understand, what's pshat and masa ovos siman lebanim? In other words, so the Rashbam will explain to us, that the Ramban will explain to us, that vayavora bombards ad mekoyim shchem, siman lebanim. When Yaakov Yino comes back, he comes back by Shechem. No, fine. So, as was. So that what do we understand that we didn't know before? What's the point of making the ovos do something so that it'll be a siman later on? What would happen if it wouldn't be a siman? Right? If you just had ma'aseh banim. No. But this is an incredibly important point. This is probably the reason why I think it's a derech poshut. But Simchas Yisrael develops this point. Why we begin Avram's life at this point? Why the Torah doesn't discuss the nisim of Ur Kasdim? And l'chora we would think the important part of Avram Avinu should be, as we'd call that, is a journey. The journey from a pagan to a monotheist. That should be actually a parsha about that. No? So why does the story of Avraham Avinu begin when he's already a monotheist? So, the Ramban discusses later on in a different context why the Nisim of Ur Kasdim are not in Teresh B'Chsav. It's a little bit of a different question. His answer is because those nisim did not come to, did not end up corroborating in the nevuah. So in Nes, the nisim of Chumash are all nisim that corroborate in the nevuah. The Stam HaKadosh Baruch Hu does nisim for people. All right, that's important. We know that. That is not in Torah Shabbos. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand the veracity of nevuah, and the veracity of Nebuah is determined by a Nebuah that was fulfilled, that's important for Torah Shabbos. Alright? But that doesn't answer the broader question of why begin now. So apparently the answer is because Masa Ovos Siman Lebanim begins now. And this idea that Masa Ovos Siman Lebanim begins with, it's hard to identify exactly where, whether at the end of Noach, the beginning of Lech Lecha, but also the chronology of the end of, you know, the Tosfos and Brachos. It says that the beginning of Lech Lecha predated the end of Noach. But so the precise point Zorach Yim says. But this is the point where Avram becomes, where Avram's life, or the record of Avram, is a fulfillment of Masa of a similar body. Alright? Now, so Ramban says, "Kulam bomu lamed al osa, ki kasha yova ya mikre, ki kasha yova ya mikre la novi mishloisha sa ovois, yiz boinein mi menu adavar, han nigzar lovoi lazare." When one of the ovois will come to understand an event which happened to the ov, they will infer from that event something that's been decreed on their children. Veda ki kol gzeiras even kasher teitzei mikoyach agzeira la poyel dimyon tehei agzeira miskayem es al kol ponim. Says Ramban that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a gzeira, so when the gzeira moves, mikoyach el apoyel, when it moves from into becoming, when it gets actualized, so then that gzeira has to happen no matter what. there could be a conditional gezeira. But a gezeira that's yoytzil poyel, once a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes a gezeira and brings it into poyel, means he begins to actualize it, begins to make it part of this world, then it can no longer be changed. So therefore, the avos, the masa, pshanas similar bonim, is they made it because it was a masa for them. That's why it became a similar bonim. So now, what Hakadosh Baruch Hu is doing is he's having Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov bring various gezeiros, various parts of the history of their children. That now the others are introducing them to the world and being koyveya them and establishing that this will be the history of their children. That's Ramban's pshat. Masa of the similar banim is that through the mass of the others, it became part of the history of the children. So he's left to ask the question, what's the significance of Kadosh Baruch Hu making things happen that way? A little bit brighter, he brings Raya's for it. V'lochein yasu nevi'a masim and voice kemamer yirmiyo shetzima livroich v'yistiv l'baruch shetzima l'baruch v'hoyu kechal lo yischu l'kroi es nivri ha-sefer hazeh tikshor lov evan v'shlach li'otoich pras v'omar kochetik shetishka bovel. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yirmiyo to do a masa, to wrap up the sefer and to toss it into the, drop it into the water. Once it happened, what was the significance? What happened now? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a nevuah to Yirmiyo. That bubble can be destroyed. No. So what more do I need? So now I need a dramatic enactment to take a scroll, to write a sefer on it, then to wrap it up. So now Kadosh Baruch Hu can say, oh, kocha tishka bavel. What's the significance? Nevuza, nevuza, nevuza. So what's the idea of ma'isa? Chen inyan Elisha benich Yisrael akeshas. V'yayim Elisha. Chayit shuas Hashem, chayit shuas Abaram. V'nem Arsham. So he says when Elisha took the bow and said that this is how Kadosh Baruch Hu will save us from Aram, that was a ma'isa in this world, and that brought the gzera b'koyach ha'poyel. And that's why the Navi got upset, and he said, why did you only hit it lightly? If you would have hit it 4 or 5 times, so then you would have brought a tougher gzeira down on the enemies of Klal Yisrael. Very strange. The Ficha. Hechzika Kadosh Baruch Hu as Avram. That's why there are many svarim when they discuss the simonim of Leil Rosh Hashanah. So you'll see many svarim say Ayin Ramban Parshas Lech Lecha. That's Be'er Advarim. What's the point of having honey and saying Shetiyeshana Tov Musuk? And if you'd say Shetiyeshana Tov Musuk without the honey, so it'd be a different kind of tefillah. Sheniel Rosh, below the Zanov. So you have to have a head. That's really, he said, Yerotze. No. So, why should it matter whether we do a masana? So based on the Ramban, what we're saying is that we are being mispalel. This is a different kind of tefillah than a regular tefillah. Tefillah where we do a simon. Tefillah, but we are already mighty mikerchel lepar. We'll begin. We'll have something sweet right now. We'll be mamtik the pre right now. Right. So if Kadosh Baruch Hu deems it that it's right to give us a gzeira of amtokas hadin or a gzeira of a shonu mesuka, no, We were moitzi mikach al poil. Right? So still tzarachigan. What does it mean? But many related to this idea. Who's that? We could. There are Jews. There are Jews. Every time they have carrots, they say he rotsa. Every time they have fish, they say he rotsa. We could.
The Rosh Hashanah is like the Av.
For the rest of the year, yeah.
So, nice and
obvious. Right. I'll be a Niglash minister. It could be that it's that what we're saying, that well, the point of having a simon is as a Musar Haskel, that whatever bracha we daven for, we have to prepare a kli kibul for it. We have to number one do whatever we can. So that's a one musar askel, and then whatever bracha we expect we want to have, we have to prepare that the bracha should be able to take root when it's chal. Moshe Mader Vadoime. Rashi quotes that the great clay kibul of bracha, excuse me, is shalom. That's why the end of Shemon Esrei, we're misspelling for shalom. It was a perishat dvarim. The person is mispalel to have a good parnasa. But the clay kibul that he prepared is not so good. Why? Couldn't be because he's already bought tremendously on credit. Could be he's living above his means. It's not a good clay kibul for the bracha parnasa. Right? It could be that he's spending money in Arushkai. A good clay kibul could be that the family is machloikas. So they get the money, it's going to happen, they'll fight over money now. Instead of fighting over other things, they'll fight over more money. Right? So the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, think ahead. Yeah, you're being misspelled for something. Right? So make sure that, if you really believe in your tefillah, so be prepared for the Mekuyim. Right? We can give many, many examples of this. So might be a Musar Haskel in this concept of being Mimamesh, the Bracha. Let's go weiter. V'nemar Shom, sorry, Vaidin the Ramban. And therefore, Hechzika Kodesh Baruch Hu is Avram ba'Oretz, va'Asa lo dimyonis, va'Asa ne Asa is bezarei va'Homein ze. And that's why Avram had to dramatize many situations or concretize Asa lo dimyonis v'Chalosin, because Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted the bracha to become b'Koyach l'Poyel for Avram. Now, before we try to understand this a little more deeper, let's just understand different examples which the Ramban brings. Ramban says, "Vani maschil lefareishu en yonim mifrat mapsukim beis Hashem vayavar vom be'eretz admekum shchem hi ir shchem kein ze shem amokimu ushchem ben chamor al shem iroi nikra v'kosev Rashi nichnas l'seicha Ad mekoyim shchem lespalel al bnei Yaakov. Kishe yivoyu min asode v'nochenu. Va'ani moisef. And now all that. What Rashi saying is correct. That it was in order to give the Ovis a chance to be mespalel. Va'ani moisef ki hechzik avrom b'mokoyim ahu t'chila. Avram got Shechem before Kadosh Baruch Hu promised the land to Avraham Avinu. After Shechem, then it's Vayera Hashem El Avraham Vayir Melezarach Atenes Oras Hazois Vayim Shem Izbeach LaHashem Anir Eilov Nir Mazle Mizeh Ki Ibanam Yechmashu Amokem Utchila Kaidem Yaisim Zayichim Boy. That we will be Kaine Shechem first. V'kodem heyos avon yoshev va'aretz sholem v'golosam misham. Why do we come to Shechem before the Nevuah? Because we get Shechem before we deserve Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu buys a chelik in Shechem. It wasn't yet determined that the Kenanim should be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. So in order to catch all of that, Avraham Avinu is brought through Shechem and to be able to see b'nevuah these events. So we will get Shechem before we have kibush haaretz. In other words, and the Kenani was still in the land. Why does it make that point? It makes the point that we came to Eretz Yisrael as a people, or as a family, when the Kenanim still belonged here. The Kasher, the Salik of Shbarchu, Horet B'mamor, Oz Nosami Shom, Vindota Oyel Bain Beisel of Minoai, Qam Mokim Meshikova Shubitil. The first ends who Post said before by Vayelach Masov. After the coming back from its right. So that's the kasha. Nosa Kadosh Baruch Hu Oretz B'mamor Oz Nosa Misham V'Nata Oel Bein Beis Eil Bein Ai Ki Omokam Shekam Shur V'Tchilo. Sorry, I misquoted. The next pasuk is Vayatik Misham Ohar Mikenu Beis Eil Vayet Oloi Beis Eil Miyom Ai Mikenu V'Yishu Mizbeach Hashem Nikr Shem Hashem. Why did that happen just then? Because Yoshua was Kona, he was the one that came into Eretz Yisrael. That's where the split of the Yarden was. V'itochen shizkir akosu v'kanani yozvaritz l'arez al inyan ha'prisha ha'parsha l'arim v'ki arvom bo be'eretz kanan v'lo yiro ha'shok ha'oret asher yado v'ovar mokim shchem v'kanani yagoy ha'mar v'adim ra'oz baritz v'avrim yor yimenu v'lachin libon mizbeach l'ashem. But when he came u'bevoy v'mokim shchem v'lon marven nir e'lon ha'shem v'nosan l'yoritz v'sorin yir osoy. There might be other examples of mice of a similar bonim. Vayirov Boris, Perik, Apostle Yud. Hinei Avram Yorlam and Sram, Nei Avram, Vilgur Shom Achis Nafshoi, For me, I have a tzeres. V'tzim oshku also chinam l'kachas as ishtoi. Kesh baruch hu nakam dikmos min gom gedolim. Haytziyoi misham v'miknei v'kesev v'zov. Tziva alav parah l'shalchem. These are all different things to take place later on. We go down to Mitzrayim because of the famine. Right? Mitzrayim make us work. I think Avodas Parach, take your wives, and they end up getting plagues. And the end of the fourth thing is that Bechush Godel. Right? Then you have again. Then you have in Pasuk in the Perek Tesvot Pasuk in base. Alright? So the Rabban has this in numerous places. So what do we see so far? The Rabban says that the purpose of Masa Ovasim Levonim is that this was a way in which the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to bring into the world the events and the history of Klal Yisrael. Right now, there's a very important paragraph of Masa Osim Levonim at the beginning of Shmos. So he had the Shevel Ramban, it's the introduction to Shmos. Alright, and you'll see there where the Ramban makes a similar point and elaborates on it. Hishlima calls the Sefer Bereishis, Shu Sefer Yetzira. The Ramban calls Bereishis a Sefer Yetzira. No, so we normally think, why is it called Sefer Yetzirah? Bechidush Olam, Yetzirah is called Yetzirah. Because they're gracious. That's very difficult to say. The whole Sefer is called the Sefer Yetzirah because of the first parasha. So Rabban continues, U'b'mikveh always kulam, Shehem ki'inyan Yetzirah lezaram. Because Maisa Ovos is also part of Yetzirah. When they should call mikveyem tziyurei devarim lermoz, lo'diya kolo'osin levoylem. Right now, so Ramban is not saying that it's a Sefer Yetzirah by virtue of the Nevuah. Right? And they should call Mekreim Tziyurei Devarim. Lirmoz Lodiyah Kolos Levoylem. Everything, all of those events are describing and letting us know what's going to happen. But in the Ramban's thinking, that it's not, that's not the full extent of it. Shemitzira Lazarim is, as we said, when it happened to the Ovois, it will now happen in some form to the children. V'yachrei shishlimitzira hischil saper sefer acher b'inyan ha'masa ha'mbomen ha'rmozim ha'em v'nisyachet sefer elish mois b'inyan ha'golos ha'rishim ha'nikzim b'ferish v'gol v'gubimeno v'lchein chosim yitzchil b'shemois yordim yitzroyim. So Shmos is a sefer that's dedicated to a specific event or set of events that took place to the that took place later on for Klal Yisrael. Right? The event of Golos and Geula. He says, "Lachain, right?" V'hine, ha'golos einenu nishlam ad yom shuvam al-mekomam v'ilmalas avaysom yeshuv. And the golos will only be complete when we come back to the status of the avos. Right? Vehei meim amerkava was nechshavu geulim. And he says that the avos, we understand, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mashmash chinosei aleihem, hei nein amerkava. So they are the ways, it's a quote from Chazal, that avos ad the merkava. They are the way in which ideas that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen take place and become mikoyach el apoya, different acts of tzidkus, different acts of chesed, things that are hard for us to grasp. So how do they become mikoyach el apoya? Because if one sees a big baal chesed, so then one understands that one is able to accomplish that. So Avraham was the merkava of chesed. Yitzchak was the merkava of gvura. Kadosh Baruch Hu expects sometime gvura from us, right? To be mezgarek neged koyches hateva. No, it sounds like it's superhuman. So Kadosh Baruch Hu has an expectation, but if it's not for this world, so I mean, it'll always be bikoyach. So when you see a Yitzchak, and that the boss of the dom can accomplish it, become something that we can accomplish. Right? I mean, Machayah says that's pshatim like Avraham, like Yitzchak, like Yaakov. That the chesed, the tchuna of chesed, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has, so Avraham realized it and concretized it and made it part of this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu keep megalos with it. But if we're not ready to makabel them, so what's the point of the gilui? So Heidi Amarkova, the Ramban says, Ramban explains, that the masa which happened to the Yavois will happen in children. So the Ramban explains, now elaborates on two levels. Level number one is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen later on. The history that he wants to unfold, he unfolds by the Yavois. But there's a parallel, a correlate idea. And that is that which the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to unfold of the Rabbonu Shalom, that which he wants us to reveal of him, also comes into this world via Masa of Tzaddikim, Masa of us. So that part we understand. We understand that we can only aspire to things, to activities that we see other bosses that don't accomplish. Aspire to greatness. A person can only aspire to do superhuman events if other bosses can do them. So when you see a boss of a dom, you see it's a boss of a dom, but he's an unbelievable master. So you know it's bechdei shiyas, it's possible. You see that a boss of a dom lives with enormous bitach. You see, it's possible. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is megala his rotzayim through this same approach, because that's what we need. Kadosh Baruch Hu would simply megala his rotzayim, so we'd say that it's impossible for us to live up to that rotzayim. Under Rishon, one mitzvah, right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu has tzaddikim bring mikoyach el apoya. So apparently the Ramban is saying is this is the tchun of Kadosh Baruch Hu. We understand it from the perspective of creating obligations and responsibilities. So Ramban says apparently this is how Kadosh Baruch Hu functions. That he brings nevuas mikoyach el apoya. That Avraham Avinu was the one who made sure it was Avraham's pool and Yitzchak's pool and Yaakov's pool that made sure certain things would happen to their children. So apparently Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be this way. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have had Yitzchak's Mitzrayim, he could have had Avraham and Nigom, could have anything he wanted without having Maisi Avos. Kadosh Baruch Hu apparently wanted that the Avos should be the ones who would now bring about events of history for their children. That's Tchuna Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. That's the way Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted things to happen. It could be because that's what makes Avraham into an Av. Right? Because he experienced everything that his children will experience. Maybe Rashi say he was Mispala. Or it could be, as the Ramban's pointing out, that this is the way Yetzirah works, because Rachel's Yetzirah works. So we have to appreciate that the events that happened to Klal Yisrael are divine events. They're Ritzein HaBorah. And they can only happen if Kadosh Baruch Hu's Moitzim Yikarech HaMapol HaYidei Basav Adam. Just like we do understand that we can only aspire to Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzeh Nevas if we see Basav Adam accomplishing it. So now we should understand that if Kadosh Baruch Hu says that the Halachim of Klal Yisrael have to happen via Tzaddikim, via Avos, so that means we should understand that the Mahalchim of Klal Yisrael are not just divinely ordained, but they're Maisa Elikim. And the only way that a Maisa Elikim can become part of this world is by Basav Adam, who are overreaching the grasp of Basav Adam, individuals who are able to go far beyond Basav Adam capacities. So once able to bridge the two worlds, that is how Kadosh Baruch Hu brings certain ideas into this world. Let's leave for another time. This is part of the issue of Tzimtzum. It's part of the issue of how to connect neshama with guf, and non-physical to the physical. But let's leave it at the following point for now, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to understand that the events of Klal Yisrael are a Maisa Elokim, and it requires that mechanism in order for this to happen. It's a Maisa Avos. Simon is a double entendre. The fact that it came through Maisa Avos, that's a simon of what the children are going through. We have to appreciate the Maisa Elokim. Okay, sorry that I was so tired. Too sure. Thanks.